It's time for Rhema for Today.
If you want to see triumphant faith, if you want to see God's delivering power, you must begin to walk one step at a time with God. I don't care how black it is. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it sounds like. If you're going to be a success with God, you have got to step out and by faith begin to say, I'm walking with God and my faith will see me through to victory.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
I always triumph, Paul said. Not an occasional victory. I always triumph. The world can't believe it. They only see the whipping post, the shackled feet, the iron prison door, and the darkness of the midnight hour. I don't care what prison you're locked in, whether it be the prison of financial despair or whether it be the prison of disease and sickness, or whether it be the prison of spiritual insecurity and death, it makes no difference. You can be delivered. The world only sees the prison door, the midnight hour. It never hears, and if it does hear, it doesn't understand the song of victory in the midst of the midnight hour. The reason you are not seeing victory is because you're not singing in the midnight hour. You're looking at the circumstances. You're looking at what's got you trapped. You're looking at your prison walls and your prison door. You're looking at your shackles that have you shackled. Quit looking at the natural. Quit looking at what is seen and begin to look at that is unseen and begin to sing the song of victory and watch God come on the scene. God has said you will always triumph. It was this kind of faith that Paul had. The world only wants to follow to the prison door. They don't want to know anything about the miraculous delivery. It was this kind of faith, this triumphant faith, that caused Abraham to lead a triumphant march up the mountain with his son and the wood and the fire. The world, the unbeliever, watches him go up the mountain and sees him return again with his son Isaac. And they begin to reason in their darkened minds. And they conclude that Abraham lost his courage. And at the last moment, he didn't carry forth what he was supposed to do. They would never know anything about the voice from heaven. They would never know anything about the substitute caught in the bushes. The unbeliever always wants to strike a compromise and put themselves in a position of compromise with the opposition. But faith draws upon its own resource and always finds sufficient strength to forge through to victory. Triumphant faith is a faith that takes you through every storm. Triumphant faith is a faith that takes you down a path that looks black and bleak. but will lead you out on the other side in the sunshine of victory. Too many people are looking to see the whole road before them when God is saying go, and they're wanting to see the whole path. If you want to see triumphant faith, if you want to see God's delivering power, you must begin to walk one step at a time with God. I don't care how black it is. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it sounds like. If you're going to be a success with God, you have got to step out and by faith begin to say, I'm walking with God and my faith will see me through to victory. God is still on the throne. No matter what anybody says. They will lie about you. They will tell all kinds of things on you. But you have triumphed because of Jesus Christ. Look at that great host of fleeing slaves from bondage. Helpless in despair, they stand before the Red Sea. The Red Sea in front of them, the Egyptian army behind them. And many of you say, hey, I'm there. That's where I'm at. And God said to Moses, speak unto the children and say, go forward. What are you talking about, Moses? Go forward. There's the sea. And then God said to Moses, read it. God said to Moses, stretch out your rod and divide the sea. Go read it. He said, stretch out the rod and divide the sea. What God is saying to some of you, as you stand between the devil and the deep blue sea, God is saying to you, go forward, stretch out the rod and divide the sea. Some of you need to get a hold of the fact that you got to do something. God has already done all he's ever going to do. What is your rod? Moses actually had a staff. But what is your rod? Your rod is the spoken word of God. This is the written, the Logos. This is the written word of God. But your rod is the Rhema, the Harema. The spoken word of God. The Bible says you believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth and it comes to pass. That's what I'm talking about dividing the sea. You don't have a natural rod in your hand, but you have the word of God in your mouth. What is this? The word of faith that's nigh thee, even in thy mouth. What an order. Stretch out your rod and divide the sea. Oh, me. You say, have I got to do it? Well, the power of God in you will manifest if you will put some action to what you want to see happen. I've heard my dad preach it for years. He would tell those sick people when he was teaching them faith, he would say, see yourself well. See yourself doing things you couldn't do. I've heard it said to ministers, and I've said it to ministers as I taught them, see yourself preaching to the thousands. See yourself doing it. Do you know that every athlete that's ever become a success, and especially on the professional level, they have laid in their bed at night and saw themselves catching the winning pass? You've probably done it yourself. I've done it, dribbling the basketball. And we need to win by 1 point. Hagen's got the ball. He's dribbling down court. 1 second, 2 seconds, and he shoots. He scores. They win. Now, you laugh about that, but everyone here has done that. But that's the same thing you have to do when you're getting a hold of something that from the Word of God, when you're getting a hold of what God wants you to do to triumph in Him. You got to see it. You got to see money in your pocket. You may not have a penny, but see it in your pocket. You may be sick and hurting, but feel well. See yourself well. Stretch out your hand and divide the sea.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and the rest of the Hagen family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagen's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagen's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagen's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagen Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on in about two more weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks, something, just a little over 2 weeks, yeah, I believe it is.
That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas,
yes, Texas,
and all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagen will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Have a great weekend.